Hi, this is Bill Boulder from IndieTickets.com, and you're listening to First Crack with Garrett Von Deer.
Thanks, Bill. Welcome to First Crack for, Saturday, December 11th? Today, actually right now as we speak, I am in the midst of creating a fresh morning's cup of coffee with Chemex. So, earlier today, I ran down to the Dunn Brothers and picked up a fresh pound of Guatemalan. Something or other. It's fair trade, it's co-op, it's organic, it smells fantastic. Full City Roast. Doesn't have a roast date on it, but it smells like, I don't know, yesterday, I'm thinking. Yeah, it smells pretty fresh. And the grinding, it took me back. It was so fresh, so crisp, so flavorful. And if you guys don't have a Chemex, you should really pick one up. They're real cheap, like $35. Fantastic coffee. Very visual process for the brewing. So what I'm doing now, I'm pouring the hot water into the grounds. They're actually physically bloom up and fill up the filter. And you have to pour in water a couple, three times. It's a slower process. But like I've mentioned before in other podcasts, the bitterness that you might have with some coffee is completely gone. It's all filtered out. It's all gone. Before I get too far into the show, I want to thank Patrick Piller from BikeLights.com for supporting First Crack. He threw a donation into the tip jar. So thank you, Pat. And I have to say, BikeLights.com, just some great lights, especially in the winter in Minnesota. And, they make it actually worth riding at night. I can actually see where I'm going. Super small. I've got mine strapped to my helmet, and then I just throw the battery. Is actually the battery for the one that I have is in a cell phone holder in my bag. So the cord from the light that's on my helmet runs down my bag into the cell phone holder, and it's like light. So thank you, Pat, and I look forward to getting a new light from you guys at some point. You guys got some great stuff coming up. So a lot of cool stuff happening at the First Crack website. That's GarrettVanBuren.com/FirstCrack. Inspired by the recent trade secrets with Adam and Dave, I put together some podcasting buttons that say iPodcast. Do you? They are also available at the GarrettVanBuren.com/FirstCrack. So everybody, spread the word. Get everybody else, turning their domains, turning their IP addresses into radio channels, and let's get this thing going. Also, comments, questions, suggestions, all that stuff, you can all give me a ring at 206-666-6246. Again, it's 206-666-6246. Okay, looks like I've got another round of hot water to pour into the coffee, and then we'll be about set. Ow! That was the lid of the teapot falling onto my hand. It's a little hot, and then it fell onto the floor. Coffee is safe, laptop safe. I'm all right. Okay, so couple of fun big news things in Minnesota. Got the notes out here. The Uptown Borders was unionized this week, and seriously, people, get a new job. Oh man, it hit my radar at newpatriot.org, and normally normally it's a really good site, and I'm all for it. And, you know, it's one of the authors is Chuck Olson, who did the great film Blogumentary that I reviewed a couple episodes back. But this, I just don't get. I just don't get why. So first off, minimum wage jobs are not permanent things, right? They're temporary. That's the whole reason they exist. And they're not, you should not plan your lifestyle around a minimum wage job. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, there are two conditions that need to exist to necessitate a union. The first one is a contentious relationship between workers, in bunny quotes, and management, in bunny quotes. And the further we go along this path, the further that people have the control, the less there is any need for a contentious relationship between them. And the sort of unionizing thing only increases that contentious relationship. Okay, so that's condition one. Condition two is few options for the workers in bunny quotes, right? If this was the only borders, if this was the only job that paid those types of wages in this community, then I'd be all for it, because it would give the borders company an incentive to not, you know, screw their workers. Unfortunately, that's not the case. We're in one of the largest metropolitan areas in the U.S., so what the fuck? Seriously. If you're not happy with your working conditions at a chain franchise, the chain bookstore in downtown Minneapolis, get a new job. And that's the thing, right? So head over to City Pages, and I can include this in the show notes too. Here's the story off the City Pages. So blah, blah, blah. Uptown Borders is bound to a legal labor agreement. Second outlet in the chain to operate under with the first one in Ann Arbor, another university city. A strike at Borders. Okay. I'm skimming this. Okay, so here's the thing. They're underneath the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. They want an increase in wages, and they want access to the company's health insurance plan. Fine, I think that's what everybody wants, all unions want. Here's the thing. They started this in 2002, and the majority of the people that originally endorsed this, yeah, they've gotten new jobs, they've moved on. That's what you're supposed to do. If you're not happy there, you move on. These things are temporary part-time things while you're getting your master's degree, while you're going to school, something like that. These are not, you're not going to get a retirement program from Borders for stocking shelves. It's not going to happen, and it shouldn't happen. Oh, here's the other thing. Oh, everybody that started it left. God, and the two most vocal supporters, the one that started this whole thing off more than 2 years ago, they left earlier this year. Even they said, it's easier for me to just quit and get something better and work in a better environment than continue this on. Oh my God, what are you doing? But on the other hand, it's only a 2 year thing. So, you know, and that kind of turnover that they're probably going to have. So I left a comment on this over at New Patriot. And here's my comment. Hey, I am all for unions in manufacturing, education, public service. I'm all for it. And especially in smaller rural areas where the citizens may not have a lot of options in terms of a lot of employment options, I'm all for unions and guaranteeing working conditions and, you know, beneficial symbiotic relationships for everybody involved. All for it. Don't get me wrong. In retail, in a major metropolitan area, I don't get it. If employees aren't happy with how Borders are being managed, why don't they just leave? Why don't they just leave and get any other minimum wage job? If they're looking for a minimum wage job, then there's a pile of them out there. Anyway, the only benefit I see is to Borders. They now know that unionized employees aren't going anywhere. They're locked in. They're not gonna move on. So that means lower hiring costs for Borders. Sure, they have to deal with the union, but they don't need to put out the help wanted sign. That's for sure. And Swifty concurred, and I'm gonna read his. One of the major reasons unions are the antithesis of the entrepreneurial spirit. Okay, no, I'm gonna back up. I misspoke here. He comments on he pulls out the quote. The only benefit I see is to Borders. They know that unionized employees aren't going anywhere. And Swifty adds on to that, saying, "I couldn't have said it better myself. This is one of the many reasons unions are the antithesis of the entrepreneurial spirit that made this country the biggest and best on the planet. You give somebody $15 an hour to stand against the wall, let drool run out of their mouths, and they'll do it for 30 years. No incentive to improve or to gain further education." So, and he goes on and on and on. So, I wonder if Borders will suddenly have job classifications such as cookbook specialist, fiction alphabetizers, shelf organizers, level 1, level 2, level 3. Sorry, ma'am. I can't recommend anything. That's not my job. Yes. Thank you, Swifty. Excellent. Oh, okay. I think I'm done ranting on that now. Okay, the other thing. On a related note, the NHL is still on strike. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten a coffee mug yet. Okay, here we go. And in their place, last night was the inaugural debut, of the Minnesota Swarm professional lacrosse. They were over at the what typically would be the Minnesota Wild spot at the XL Energy Center. But it was lacrosse, so actually some hockey fans in the area I know were heading over there to check it out. Whoa, that is good stuff. Oh, yes. Good coffee. A little bit chocolatey. A little bit spicy. Still a little bit hot, but... Alright. I think that's what I needed. Just a couple sips of coffee. Got an email from Bill Bulger. He intro'd this, and also we did a show a while back. There was a killer concert a couple weeks back with just pure Minnesota stuff, and I am going to play one of those bands that he highly recommends, called Super Hopper. This is New Fresh Midwest. It was voted the tied with Paul Westerberg for the number 5 song of 2003 according to the City Pages, and I think it's a pretty entertaining song. Here it is.
I gave you all my affection. I went to your door.
that's all I wanted to cover for today, Saturday, December 11th. This has been Garrick Van Buren with First Crack. Again, you like this show? Let me know. Phone number for audio comments, rants, and complaints, 206-666-6246. Right, also, again, big thanks to Patrick Pillar for dropping some change into the tip jar, available at garrickvanburen.com/firstcrack. Also, email comments at firstcrack@garrickvanburen.com. Thanks, everybody, and have a great weekend.